She didn't go there. She prays to God. She says, Lord, help me to be the person you want me to be in my situation right here. Yes, I understand. I'm a slave to these people. But that doesn't mean that I can't be your witness. And she prays to Him on a regular basis. I know she did. There's no way she can have faith like that. And she understood that when she cries to God, that He gave His ear unto her. He was already listening. His ear was already turned towards. All she had to do was speak. And He was there. Look at verse 2. It says, in the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. You see, I can so see this little girl in this state that definitely her life has got to be full of trouble. I mean, the pain that had to be there for her, the loss that she had to experience. It may even be like this sore. You know, I looked up this word. It's like a broken hand. Anybody ever had a broken hand? That thing is worthless, isn't it? You can't pick anything up. Especially if it's the hand that you write with. You can't write. You can't do anything. It hurts. You roll over in the night, you hit it, it hurts. You can't hardly sleep because the pain is so bad. If I was that little girl, that's the way I would be. I would not be able to be like she was, I don't think. Maybe I would be, I don't know. But I do know one thing. I would love to have her faith. And to be able to get like that, is I got to know that God, that in my day of trouble, whatever's going on, I must seek the Lord. So often we seek other thing avenues first, don't we? Rather than seek the Lord first, we seek other things first. She sought the Lord first. Even though the pain couldn't be stopped, I'm sure she felt like she was useless. Her dreams, whatever her dreams were, maybe she dreamed of becoming a princess in Israel. The dream was gone. Maybe she dreamed of becoming a mother like her mom. That dream was gone. She was now a slave. And I'm sure she thought about it a little bit. But she didn't dwell on it. She sought the Lord. In verse 3, it says, I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. That is so how I would be. You know how I know that's how I would be? Because I'm like that now. I feel like I'm overwhelmed all the time because of stupid stuff usually. Things that don't matter that much. You know, my life has been nothing like this little girl's. And I let the circumstances of this life just overtake me. And that's not the way it should be. Because I need to remember God. Even if I complain, even when my spirit is overwhelmed, one of the things that I've learned is that when I do feel like this, I've learned that it's okay to tell God how I feel. Let Him know. Maybe I don't like the situation in my life. Let Him know. That doesn't mean it's going to change it immediately. But you can be honest. And you can allow, and if you're not honest, how is God going to work in your life when you can't even be honest about the way that you feel? To be honest with Him. Let Him know, this is my complaint. You know, Job did that. Now God talked to him, talked him through it, helped him through it. Might have hurt his feelings a little bit, but that's okay. His feelings were already hurt. So we got to remember God. We got to have that conversation with Him. Even though our spirit may feel overwhelmed, it's okay to tell God how you feel. Look at verse 4. It says, Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I can so imagine what this little girl might have gone through during this time. As she's learning to live with this new family. So troubled. She's like, Lord, I don't even know how to pray. Have you ever been there? So troubled. I just don't even know how to pray for this. You know, I'm encouraged by a scripture in Romans 8:26 that says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I feel so overwhelmed, so consumed, I can't pray, I can't sleep, I'm struggling to function, I'm about to dive into despair, the Spirit will pray for me. If I can remember my God. If I can really realize that He's listening. He cares what's going on in my life. Look at verse 5. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. You see this little girl? I really think that her parents told her about the Bible. Told her about the days of old, of Abraham and Sarah. How they were childless. How he met the angel of the Lord and received the promises of God that he was going to have seed more than the sands of the earth and more of the stars of the heaven. I believe she remembered this. I believe that she remembered the stories of exile in Egypt when all the people of Israel were slaves to the Egyptians and how they sought for a deliverer. And that for 430 years they were in Egypt. No Savior. No deliverer. And then Moses. And Moses comes on the scene. The plagues of Egypt, how the Egyptian gods could not compare to the God of Israel. Every plague had a counter with the Egyptians' gods, and the Egyptians' gods failed over and over and over again until the very last plague, where God sends His death angel in. And Pharaoh himself, who was supposed to be the God of the sun, Ra incarnate, that he was supposed to be able to prevent death to his nation, and he was unable to prevent it, and even his own son died that night. All the firstborn of Egypt died. And she remembers that of all the gods of the world, there's only one true God, and His name is Jehovah. And He said, I will give you my salvation. You'll see that over and over in the Old Testament. You know what salvation is in Hebrew? Yeshua. You know what Yeshua translated to today is? Jesus. God says, I will give you Jesus. The gods of this world cannot compare. And she remembered. And she says, it doesn't matter what state that I am in. Literally, she was no longer in the state of Israel. She was in the state of Syria. It doesn't matter what my occupation is. Yes, I dreamed of becoming a mother. Maybe I was going to be working in the fields. Maybe I was going to be working for the king. But that's not what I'm doing anymore. I'm a slave to this military leader. But it doesn't matter what my occupation is. I can serve my Yeshua. I can serve my Jesus. He is my salvation. And she remembered. When we're going through things, you must remember what God has done for you. You must remember how He saved your soul. You must remember how He's lifted you up so many times out of the miry clay and set your feet upon the rock to stay. You must remember. If you're ever going to have faith like this little girl, you've got to remember who God is. You've got to set Him up on high and set yourself down low. You've got to do like John the Baptist. I must decrease. He must increase in my life if I'm going to have faith like this little girl. If I'm ever going to be the witness like she was. Then no matter what her circumstances was, she was faithful. And that's what God is looking for in our lives. Faithfulness. And she was a little girl. She didn't have a Bible. All she had was what she remembered from her parents' teaching. We don't even know her name. When you get to heaven, do you want to go ask, God, who was that little girl? She was such an inspiration to so many people. So many sermons have been and messages have been made around this little girl's faith. See, our tendency is to withdraw. Don't. Remember. Get into God's Word. If you're struggling to remember, just sit down and read it. You'll come across all kinds of stories like this little girl, and you'll remember. There's been people in much worse conditions and situations than you have ever been in. And they are our witness. Stay in God's Word. Don't get out from under it. Remember what God has done in your life. You know, that's what verse 6 says. I call to remembrance my song in the night. Do you have a song in the night? When you're feeling bad, you know, sometimes it helps to get a hymn book. Go through it. Some people wonder, why don't we sing hymns? That's the reason. Because you need a song. Because you're going to have some situations where you're going to feel horrible. And the songs help you remember. Verses. There should be verses in the Bible that you've committed to memory so that whenever you're feeling troubled, you remember. A song in the night. You know, that's what Paul and Silas, that's what they were doing. They had a song in the night. While they were in prison, they had been beaten. And they had been talking about the gospel. They had been talking about Jesus. And they were thrown into the prison. And they were singing a song. And all of a sudden, the earth shook. The doors of the cells were opened. And there was a soldier there about to kill himself. Because he just knew that they had escaped. And Paul says, don't. Don't kill yourself. We're here. And what did they do that night? They led a soldier and his whole family to Jesus. See, if they had gotten down about their situation, started complaining, Jesus, I've done so much for you. I've done all these things, and you're going to throw me in prison? I don't understand. I don't deserve this. I deserve better than this. What about that soldier? What about his family? What about that soldier's little girl? So that he could grow her faith like this little girl's. You see, that's what we got to do. We've got to make sure that we don't get down in this world. We don't get so discouraged that we cannot remember. But we use those things as opportunities to be the witnesses. Remember what God has done in your life. Your own salvation. Miracles that you have witnessed. Look at verse 7 through 9 with me. It says, "Will the Lord cast off forever? Will He be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail forever, evermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Selah." You see, these are questions that the depressed and distressed people ask. Have you ever been that person that's asked those type of questions? Obviously, the man after God's own heart did. He was asking those questions. He's feeling it. He's discouraged. He's distressed. And I'm sure this little girl, she's probably experienced some of this in her life. And you've got to know that when these things are going on, God understands your feelings. Do you realize that? He understands what's going on. You may think no one understands. Teenagers don't, do they? I can remember when I was a teenager. My parents didn't understand nothing I was going through. They just didn't get it. Did y'all say that to your parents? Maybe y'all didn't. Y'all weren't rebellious like I was. But I just didn't think that my parents understood. And we think, God, you just don't understand what I'm going through. That's the way we feel. Whether we say it out loud or not, maybe you don't. But I bet you feel like it sometimes. You just feel overwhelmed. God, why would you ask me to do this? It's impossible. I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. God knows how you feel. You know, while I was reading this verse, I started thinking about a quote that I'd heard from Tozer. Y'all remember Tozer? Y'all read some of his stuff? He had a quote that says this: "It's doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply." Did you catch what he said? Obviously, he'd been through some stuff. And he said, "It's doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply." What that means is, or what Tozer was trying to say, was basically what we're talking about today. If we can't get ourselves to the point where we can have empathy, where we can understand how the lost feel, how are we ever going to be a witness to them? If we think that we're above that type of reproach, if we think that we don't deserve it, then our minds aren't going to be right. Our minds need to be like this little girl's was. Yeah, I don't think that she enjoyed her situation. If she could have asked for anything different, she probably would have. But at the end of her life, and she looks back, and she saw how her hurt caused other people to get saved, she'd never say, "I wish it had never happened." She would say, "I would do it again. I would go through it all again. Because I know that God would use me in a great and mighty way." She was hurt so deeply, yet God used her greatly. God's still using her today. I don't know how many thousands of years ago that was. About 3,000 years ago, I figure, that little girl's testimony comes on the scene in Israel and Syria. We don't even know her name, but her testimony lives on. Look at verse 10. "And I said, 'This is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I'll remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of all thy doings.'" Do you get what the Scripture is trying to teach us? If we're going to have faith like that little girl, we must remember how good God is, even when it looks like it's bad. We've got to remember His faithfulness. When it looks like the world is falling down around us, we must remember His faithfulness. We must make sure that we stay in His Word. Remember His works. Remember His wonders. And then it says in verse 12, "I will meditate." Now, I'm not just going to read it. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to let it sink into me. I'm going to let it become a part of my life. I'm going to let it change my life. I'm going to meditate on God's Word. Because this is what it's going to do. If you can meditate on His Word like that, it says, "I will meditate also of all thy work." You meditate on it, and then it says, and talk. You know what talking is? Witness. I will talk of all thy doings. You'll be a witness. And that's what Jesus has commanded us over and over and over again. Be the witness. Go ye. Not sit ye, go ye. Brother Emma was talking about it this morning. That's our command. That's our job. That's our commission. To go. To not let this world get the best of us. No matter how bad it looks. No matter how horrible we think our nation is going the wrong way. We can't dwell on that as much. Yeah, we can mourn it a little bit, but we don't get stuck there. Where we get stuck is, well, that just means that there's more people to witness to. There's more people to lead to Jesus. And that's our drive, that's our ambition, that's what we want to do. Just like this little girl. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 would say it like this. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. You see, we got to know not just the stories of Abraham and Moses, but it helps to know about David. It helps to know about Jonathan. It helps to know about Ezra and Nehemiah, Hosea, Jeremiah, Ezekiel and Daniel, Daniel's friends. It helps to know about John and Peter and Paul and Silas, Timothy and Titus, the ones who came after them, Apollos, and the list goes on and on and on, and each generation remembers those guys because they are a great cloud of witnesses. And God has never left us without a witness. And now He has summoned you to be the next generation's witness. To meditate on His Word. And to talk of all of His doings. It's not good enough for you to know. You must do. James would say, if you've got faith, prove it. Show it. If you really do have faith, we'll see something come out of your life. Because you won't be able to hold it in. You'll be like this little girl who must pray for her master. Even though she's a slave, even though she's lost everything that most of us would consider valuable in our life, she's lost it all. All her hopes, all her dreams, gone, shattered. Yet they could not take her love for God from her. And she took that love that God had put inside of her. And she had mercy on an Assyrian that probably took her family's life. And said, oh, to God, that Naaman would go to the prophet in Israel, that he would be healed. And her testimony was sure. And her testimony was true. Make your testimony true today. Make it sure. Don't keep it to yourself. Be a witness like this little girl. Look in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. Ye shall be witnesses. Brother Sean, Sister Betty, would y'all come do? And let's pray. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for the testimony of this little girl. I ask that you'd help us to be like her. That we would have faith, even though circumstances aren't going our ways. That you wouldn't let us get caught up in our troubles. But help us, Lord, to remember how you've gotten us through so much. Help us to remember how you've helped so many get through so much. Lord, help us to be the witnesses that we need to be in this lost and dying world. Our country needs a witness. And you have chosen us, Lord. You've chosen me. You've chosen your people here. May we never forget our calling to make it sure for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to go into all the world and preach your word and your gospel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.